opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Come join Redding Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family events will be held in downtown Redding on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, bucket truck rides, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join this celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. For more information, call 339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Redding Electric Utility.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Dr. David Nicholas, president of Shasta Bible College and Graduate School in Redding, California. We're excited about the beginning of school. It begins September 5th, and we're rolling out a new program, a Master of Arts degree in chaplaincy. With me here is the head of that program, Dr. Jane D'Angelo.
That's right, Dr. Nicholas, and I'm so excited for this program because it's designed to be completed in 24 months. It's a 36-unit course, and I know that we have one of the most affordable programs in the United States. We have some wonderful classes planned for students, such as Theology of Suffering, Crisis Care and Counseling, Ministry Resilience, and Grief Support and Caring for the Dying and Bereaved.
Now tell us, Dr. D'Angelo, what kind of chaplaincy are we talking about?
So the program has been designed to train chaplains in a variety of areas, such as hospitals, hospice, VA centers, colleges. I also want to encourage anyone in the church who wants to know more about lay chaplaincy in their church to come and join us in the fall.
Interested? Give us a call today at 530-221-4227.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m.
Hi, this is
Elle. And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle radio talk show about relationships. And we have with us tonight, again, our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? Nice to hear from
you. Missed everybody.
Well, glad to have you
long,
here.
Long weekend.
Yes. It was Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So if you'd like to call in, we'd like to hear from you. This is going to be a hot topic tonight. 530 is our number, 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at KCNR1460.com or 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or you can call or text. I mean, you can text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Aw.
In just harmony. Like old
times. That was in harmony. That was so nice. And I think co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews, is going to tell us about our sponsor.
Yes. Our sponsor tonight is the Kindness Revolution, which is an awesome, awesome, awesome nonprofit where we just randomly pick a day and go out and give $25 gift certificates for food and gas. At a place where we can't say where and we can't say when, but we do it once a month. So
even the days are random? It's not a set?
It's one day a month and we get to pick it and it's a secret, Ron. Okay. And we give them away until they're gone. So we have 40 of them. And, we have 5 sponsors that make this whole thing happen. And this month, our sponsors are Jerry Meredith Electric, Wendy Douglas Farmers Insurance, A&M Power Washing, Loan with Jen Wagner, and Brad Brissette Trucking. So these 5 guys every month, actually, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to go out and do the Kindness
Revolution.
Well,
thank you to all those sponsors.
And I'll tell you, if you're interested in becoming a sponsor, look us up on Facebook at the Kindness Revolution, Redding, California, led by Wendy Douglas Insurance. So, or you can give me a call, 530-524-1369.
All right. Thank you. And thank you, Kindness Revolution.
Absolutely.
Okay, Elle, what the L are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, first I want to thank our listeners for hanging in there. We had some technical issues.
That's right.
As some of you have already pointed out, some technical issues at the beginning. So appreciate you hanging in there. Tonight, what our topic is it's not about, whether or not a marriage or a relationship can survive infidelity, but it's about how to survive infidelity. It's about surviving infidelity because there are situations where it is possible to survive infidelity in a relationship. So we're going to talk about the different types of infidelity, what infidelity is, what that might look like, and how it's different, and then go on from there and give you some tools if you or anybody you know is facing that or has faced that, give you some tools to help navigate this path along with also, you know, getting really good counseling for it. So the first thing we're going to open up with is understanding infidelity. And this topic comes to us once again through our marvelous Coco host, Lenny Matthews. It was her idea.
Way to go.
Yeah, digging into it.
Thank
finding,
you.
You know, we have people that we interact with throughout the week and that have topics of interest that we think that we could approach. So on infidelity, understanding infidelity, the first thing we're going to say is that it's, you know, infidelity isn't a one-size-fits-all scenario. Infidelity can show up in many different forms and in many different ways. And this really depends on how you as a couple or you as a person define infidelity and what infidelity feels like to you. And, Lenny, you had some good things to share about it in our pre-show meeting. I'm going to put you on the spot again, but I would like you to share some of your ideas about what infidelity can look like.
The different kinds.
Yeah.
It's
not just physical. The physical act of cheating for many people. It's not just that. Now, if you've defined that physical intimate relationship, that's the ultimate act of cheating, then that's what you've defined for yourself. But for a lot of couples, there are other types of infidelity.
Yeah, I experienced a form of infidelity betrayal through affair of the heart, which I've actually experienced the sexual affair, which I myself didn't have, but my spouse did. And I've also gone through the affair of the heart, which, to be honest with you, was just as painful in a different way, because yes, sexuality, when you're sexual, it's as close as you can get physically. However, it can just be that, just a sexual affair. An affair of the heart, you are sharing your heart. And that is something that we all want, from our spouses. We want their heart. And, when your spouse has shared his heart with someone else, his or hers, he's bearing it all. They are probably as close as you can get in a emotional, mental, way. And it's devastating. It's just as devastating, I think, as a physical affair.
Yeah.
Truly.
It's what it's doing is it's letting something reach that inner circle. So you have your inner circle with your partner, and now you have developed a close emotional, mental attachment and relationship with somebody else that has penetrated that barrier. And that's
sacred to me. That is sacred to me.
And that's the point you have to get to in any marriage, where that place that you have with each other. And this was, I mean, jumping ahead a little bit, but since we're here, you know, just getting to the point where you make a deal. Part of the healing process is you make a deal with each other that nothing breaches that sacred circle. There's nothing that comes between you and your partner or comes before you
perfectly
and your partner.
Said, yes.
And protecting that and what that looks like. And we'll go into that a little bit later in the show. But, you know, Lenny, you brought up a good point that cheating can take on many different forms. Is it I've heard people say, oh, it's just harmless. I'm just texting that person. But what it's doing is it's creating distrust and doubt and a weakness
and a temptation for that person as well.
Right. It's so texting somebody, some people think that texting is innocent. Oh, I'm just texting the person. It's innocent. And it's not innocent.
It's the beginning.
There's some kind of reward in that behavior. What is that behavior rewarding? Why is that behavior showing up? Why do you feel the need to text somebody outside of your marriage? And I'm not talking about we all know what this is really about. This is not talking about those people that you have to have connections with that you might work with, those people that are friends that you have to touch base with. This is really talking about you're texting somebody and you're creating a connection with that person that should your partner find out, they're going to feel threatened. It's putting them in a position of now questioning that behavior.
Absolutely.
And now it's creating suspicious, and now it's undermining the integrity of the relationship. It can be texting. It can be going out, hanging out.
Meeting for lunch.
The point is it's not really about defining every particular scenario. Is there a behavior that's showing up that is now making you feel like our relationship feels threatened? I am now feeling threatened about the behavior that's showing up, and it's undermining the strength and the integrity of our relationship. And so
we also talked about the best friend is you know, like he's cheating with your best friend.
Right.
Or, you know, we talked about that and some of the other different kinds of.
You mean somebody that, I just caught my partner cheating with one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's a common
or
one.
Best girlfriend. Yeah, but horrifying, devastating, because you've lost two people there. You've lost your best friend and your partner.
Yeah. And so, you know, is it possible to come back after infidelity. And, of course, I personally believe, yes, it is possible. The question is whether or not you're both committed to taking those steps and reorganizing, reframing, regrouping, and putting the relationship in the position that it deserves in that sacred space, which is probably what created the problem to begin with, unless you're dealing with somebody who's just got mental health issues and those mental health issues are driving behavior in a way that is like now you're dealing with somebody who has an addiction issue.
Right, and it's out of your control. Or narcissistic. Yeah.
There's mental health issues going on. So, I want to talk about just a general huge reason why some affairs, actually, I'm going to reframe that, most affairs. I'm going to talk about a huge reason why most affairs happen. And it's going into the difference between men and women and the needs of men and women. So we're talking about a traditional relationship. It's out of my competency to go into relationships that are in a different category, a different realm. But I'm talking about your typical relationship and what those needs are. And for men, what men want most is to be able – men are producers. Men are single-focused. What's important to them is be able to get the results that they're wanting to produce. That makes them feel safe, and that makes them feel successful, and that makes them feel really part of their identity is wrapped up in their ability to successfully produce the results they want. And what a lot of us don't realize as women is that the most important result for a man to produce in his partner is the ability to make her happy. And you will hear men say over and over and over again, I just want you to be happy. I just want you. All he wants, his main focus is, can he make you happy? So one of the reasons that a man will begin to withdraw from the relationship and shut down in the relationship if he has absolutely come to the point where he feels like he's a failure and at making you happy. If he has not succeeded at making you happy, if the way that he's interpreting your communication with him is that he's constantly failing, he's never doing things right, you don't respect him, and respect is huge to a man. And respect really means that you believe in him. You believe in his ability to provide, protect. You believe in his plan. That's not always an easy thing to do. But when men begin to feel like you are not happy, he cannot make you happy, then he's going to begin to withdraw. And you're nodding your head, Ron. So you're agreeing. Yeah. So Ron's agreeing with what I'm saying. And again, I'm talking in basically a general sense. For women, what causes women to shut down and pull away is, for women, the most important thing for us is the ability to feel like we can connect. So the woman wants to feel connected. That connection is what makes us feel safe. Because men are single-focused, men tend to be laser, their intention and attention is laser focused on whatever result they're trying to produce. So if that happens to be he's working, he's building his kingdom, he's focused on succeeding, he's focused on what he's got to do, his plan to build his life in such a way that he's able to provide and protect, she's going to feel like you have disconnected from her. You may not be, but for her, she's feeling like you've left the building, you're not there for her, and she's needing that sense of connection. And if she's not getting that sense of connection, now she's vulnerable. She's vulnerable to somebody who will connect. So those are the two primary basic reasons when I talk with couples. This comes up over and over and over again about him feeling like he can't make her happy and her feeling like she cannot connect with him.
Yeah, and also the feeling, I think you brought the word up, but a big one for me is feeling safe. If I don't feel safe, and by that I don't mean he's going to beat the boogeyman up when he comes in the middle of the night. I mean, is my heart safe with him? Can I trust him? Can I depend on him emotionally? Mm-hmm. Is there a tenderness there from him? Is he going to understand me? All those things are important for me to be able to take a big breath and feel safe and loved. Mm-hmm. And if I don't feel that, I get scared. Mm-hmm. And I want to run.
Right, because what we want to be able to know as women is we want to be able to know that we're allowed to be vulnerable and that you're still going to cherish us. And that we're not going to look crazy to you. And so what that looks like, I'm going to check the time here. We're good on time. What that looks like for a woman, which a man interprets very differently, and we've talked a little bit about this in the past, is that for a woman, she wants to be able to vent and express her feelings and share her feelings. And what happens to women is we go through our day and we're not storing all the information up in our brain like a man is, where he's got it all going in his mind and he's got to sort that out at the end of the day and put it away where it belongs. What a woman does is she's storing up emotions. She's storing up all of the connections that were jeopardized that day, or all of the connections that drained her that day, all of the things that made her feel a little bit afraid because maybe she's disappointed somebody and that's going to create an issue for her down the road that's going to cause a breakdown in a relationship with her friends. And she now holds all that right around her solar plexus. Am I saying that right? Solar plexus?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right around in that space is where women hold that energy. And we need to emotionally evacuate all of that energy. And what that looks like for women is this. And for a man, what a man's trying to do is he's in his heroic way. This is very heroic for a man to try to listen to whatever the problem is that she's sharing and want to fix it. Because in a man's mind, because men are problem solvers, they're designed that way. In a man's mind, if he fixes the problem for her, he's going to be able to take away her pain. And then he's helped her.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll help make her happy. And then what happens to the man if he's trying to come up with a solution? Because this is what men do for each other. They consult each other looking for a solution. Then they're going to consult the person that has the best chance of helping them solve the problem, and that's it. They're talking because they're going to make a point. They're going to share their problem. So when a woman begins to do this, he's listening with his man hat, which is, I'm going to fix this problem for her. She's sharing with me because she needs help.
Yep, we want to fix it.
He was going to fix this problem to make her feel better. And then what happens, he's shocked because she says, I don't need you to fix it. You're not listening to me. I just need you to listen. And he's dumbfounded. Wait a minute, I was listening. There's a breakdown that spirals into a whole nother disconnection, and pretty soon she's off in the bedroom throwing herself on the bed crying. He's scratching his head, what happened? And what happened?
And then he goes out and has a beer and is miserable.
Has an affair. No,
doesn't come home. And then she's upset, and then they get in a big Donnybrook, and then it just goes on.
It unravels. And here's a really, and maybe we're getting a little bit off topic, but I think it's good stuff anyway. At any rate, it's good stuff because
it is.
I'm front loading the information that was going to be on the back end of the show, but this is good stuff, and here it is anyway. And that is that for a woman, when she is emotionally discharging, she has to let that energy out. She's not being crazy, because what's going to happen with a woman as she's expressing herself, she's got a hormone in her brain that releases for her as she's talking. This is why women talk with each other. That hormone that is releasing is now calming her. It's soothing her. And if you as a man are just there listening to her nodding, you do not have to track every problem. You don't have to try to find the point because the point's not coming. And you just kind of be there for her and let her vent.
Mm-hmm.
Then she is going to look at you like you are her hero. Yep. And then when she's done venting if you pause and then you just say to her, is there more? She is now going to feel like you are the safest place in the world for her to dump all of her emotions, and you're still going to cherish her. She's going to feel so close to you that probably magic is going to happen in the bedroom instead of nightmares happening in the bedroom. That night she's going to feel close to you, bonded to you, and when a woman feels bonded to you, then sexually she wants to make herself available to you.
Best thing we can do is say, I'm sorry you had a bad day, or you're having
empathy.
Yeah, you can just say, man, that sounds hard. I know that was hard for you. Is there more you want to say about it? And there's always more we want to say about it. We want to talk until it's all out. And then once we've got it all out, we reset, and then we typically solve our own problems. So that right there is just a real simple issue that arises between men and women. And so women, I'm going to go into what that sounds like. I'm going in a different direction. I'm just going with it. When we vent, what does that sound like to a man, and what is he really hearing? And we'll talk about that after the break.
All right. Be right back.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Come join Redding Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family events will be held in downtown Redding on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, bucket truck rides, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join this celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. For more information, call 339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Redding Electric Utility.
Good evening, this is the L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask L Radio Talk Show. Nice music. And we have with us also tonight our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Hello, good evening.
By the way, I know you were wanting to know, huh? The phone number here is 530-605-4567, and we're waiting for callers. You can also listen to us at KCNR1460.com. You can also text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Oh, there you go again. So pretty. So
harmonized.
Okay, so Lenny, our co-host, is going to tell us about our sponsor.
Yes, our sponsor is the Kindness Revolution. And we actually go out and do random acts of kindness. Our little motto is we can't say where and we can't say when. But we pick one day a month and we give out 40 $25 vouchers for food and or gas at one of our locally owned grocery stores in Shasta County. So we've been to all the little parts, the little nooks and crannies and necks in the woods. So we're not leaving any area out. All you have to do is look for that yellow feather sign. When you see that go up, come on over and see us, because we've got a $25 gift voucher for you. We have five sponsors each month that makes this thing actually rock and roll. They're our key. And this month we want to thank Jerry Meredith Electric, Wendy Douglas Insurance, A&M Power Washing, Loan with Jen Wagner, and Brad Brussett Trucking, or is it Brusset? I'm not sure.
I think it's Brussett.
Yeah. Anyway, Brad, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
He's a local guy with his own truck and beats the pavement long hours. So we want to thank all of our sponsors.
Thank you, all your
that.
Sponsors, for doing that.
Give me a call if you're interested in being a sponsor at 530-524-1369.
All right. Thank you, Lenny.
You're welcome.
Okay, Elle, we were talking about infidelity.
Yep, we were talking about, we launched into understanding infidelity, and then a little bit about some of the main reasons that infidelity happened, and their common reasons. We were talking about that kind of led us into some differences between men and women and communication. So I ended with, when women are talking, and this is something that you can do, because when a woman cheats, typically it's, she just feels like there's a lack of a connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes her vulnerable to connect to somebody else. When a man cheats, often, typically, it's because he has just shut down and felt like he's not able to make that person happy. He's kind of given up on trying. He feels like he's failed at that. And some of these are just a misunderstanding between, some misunderstandings can be remedied between men and women. One of the big communication breakdowns is when a woman is venting, she's just needing a place to vent. But I wanted to share, and so I shared with what a man can do when a woman's venting, but I also wanted to share with women that when you're venting, understand that it takes a tremendous amount of resolve for the man, because when we're venting as women, men hear that as complaining. And the complaining, it would take commitment and training for him to not hear the venting as, you've messed up, you've done wrong, this is your fault, you're a failure. That's what a man typically hears when he hears the woman venting, and she's just wanting to get it out. She's wanting to feel safe getting it out. He's feeling attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And so he will begin to counterattack, and then she feels like, you're just not listening to me. She doesn't feel safe. So a little calibration in those, understanding that when you are venting, how that is going to sound to the man. And it's an act of love for him to sit there and allow you to vent. Now, for the men, it's really important that you take time to connect with your partner. Know that she needs connection. Know that she needs you to touch base with her. You'd be surprised when you're at work, just a couple of texts throughout the day. Hey, I'm thinking of you. Hey, I love you. You're the most beautiful woman in the world. That is a connection for her that'll keep her busy for hours. It'll keep her mind busy for hours and happy. Not to oversimplify it, but I got sidetracked on that. I felt like I needed to wrap that point up. And so the next point that we're going to go into, and we're going to hit these briefly because nothing is really going to give you more help than getting into counseling. So these tips are not in place of counseling.
You mean after infidelity?
Yes.
So basically what we've done is we've gone over how you can strengthen a marriage through communication and making each partner feel safe and loved and happy to hopefully deter infidelity from happening in the first place. But once it does, there are things that both spouses can do in the marriage to hopefully save it.
Yes.
Salvage
again,
it.
Again, it always is going to depend on the couple.
Right.
Depend on the reasons for the infidelity. But the like what I just shared prior to our break, those are some pretty, I don't want to say simple, but those are some common ways that we veer off track, and we start in a very small way veering off track, and in time that veer becomes a huge branch and you're separated now because
yes.
that small misunderstanding between the man and the woman and what each other needs can now become a huge gap. It can become a chasm. So I'm just sharing how some problems may not be unfixable, may not be as big as they might initially seem, just small calibrations. And so mending a marriage so that next, like I said, I'm going to hit these quickly, but the next segment is mending a marriage. And so it's listen, mending a marriage, it is not for the faint of heart. If you are going to mend your marriage after there's been infidelity, there's pain, there's distrust, there's a lot of ground that needs to be covered. So it's not for the faint of heart, but it's possible if you're both willing to be dedicated to this process. For the spouse that cheated, being accountable is important. Having this is what accountability might look like. It might look like allowing your wife or husband to look at your phone anytime they want to. They have free reign to look at your phone. They have free access to your social media. That's the level of commitment. That's the very fundamental beginning of repairing a relationship.
Well, yeah, because basically you're rebuilding trust.
Or building trust for the first time. Maybe you didn't have
right.
it and you got off to the wrong start.
Good point,
and
yes.
You didn't start your foundation strong, but you can
right.
come back. Breakdowns create breakthroughs. They
right.
can. They can create breakthroughs. Again, it's not for the faint of heart. You absolutely have to be 100% committed to doing whatever it is going
right.
to take to create a healthy partnership, a healthy relationship. And so, of course, that involves ending the affair, completely ending the affair.
Immediately.
Immediately ending the affair. That person no longer has access to your phone. That person no longer has access to your social media. That person has no access in any way to your life. Now, that might be easier said than done because sometimes you
work together.
You're dealing with, well, there's that, you know, and sometimes you're dealing with somebody on the other side. You cannot control what their personality, behavior, mental health issues, how those are going to show up. I know of a particular story where the husband was in a brief affair. There was this huge gap that had grown between the husband and the wife. And it was a gap that wasn't irreparable. It was just creating some more understanding around the two and understanding each other. And immediately he broke off the situation with the other woman. But that other woman became problematic.
The movie.
Breaking Windows.
Play Misty for me.
Fatal Instinct.
Fatal attraction.
Yeah.
And
play Misty
right.
for me.
Yeah, yeah.
First one.
So we know about that. But to put your marriage back together, put your relationship back together, 100% dedication, that is non-negotiable. If both parties are not willing to do whatever it takes to repair this marriage and begin to build a healthy relationship,
Whatever
an ongoing,
it takes.
There's going to be an ongoing.
It's got to be whatever it takes, and there has to be enough love on both sides, enough desire on both sides. It can't be one-sided.
No, it can't be one-sided.
Ever.
It can't be one-sided because it's like trying to roll a wheel down the road that's bent on one side. It's just not. Where's it going to go? It's going to be so wobbly.
Yeah.
And so part of that is, of course, seeking professional guidance and to understand, to get to the root, understand the root of the problem.
There you go.
Yeah. And consulting a marriage counselor, marriage counselors really good at providing neutral perspectives for couples. And we're going to draw a line under it there.
Okay.
Take a break and
short break.
Come back after the break.
Be right back.
That's how it happened, living life by the drop. That's how it happened, living life by the drop.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Dr. David Nicholas, president of Shasta Bible College and Graduate School in Redding, California. We're excited about the beginning of school. It begins September 5th, and we're rolling out a new program, a Master of Arts degree in chaplaincy. With me here is the head of that program, Dr. Jean D'Angelo.
That's right, Dr. Nicholas, and I'm so excited for this program because it's designed to be completed in 24 months. It's a 36-unit course, and I know that we have one of the most affordable programs in the United States. We have some wonderful classes planned for students, such as Theology of Suffering, Crisis Care and Counseling, Ministry Resilience, and Grief Support and Caring for the Dying and Bereaved.
Now tell us, Dr. D'Angelo, what kind of chaplaincy are we talking about?
So the program has been designed to train chaplains in a variety of areas, such as hospitals, hospice, VA centers, colleges. I also want to encourage anyone in the church who wants to know more about lay chaplaincy in their church to come and join us in the fall.
Interested? Give us a call today at 530-221-4275.
Good evening, this is
Al. And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Al Radio Talk Show about relationships. And we have also with us our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Thank you. Good evening.
Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Give us a shout. Shout out. Call in. You can also listen to us at kcnr1460.com. You can text Al or Sal.
707-499-8999.
All right. Thank you. Lenny, would
yes.
you like to tell us quickly about our sponsor?
Yes. Our sponsor is the Kindness Revolution. It is a nonprofit, and we go out and we do random acts of kindness once a month with locally owned grocery stores, and we give away groceries and gasoline in the form of $25 food vouchers. We have 40 of them, and we can't say where and we can't say when, but randomly we will pop up our kindness flag, and away we go until they're all gone.
Very nice.
We would love to have local businesses as sponsors. Our sponsors this month for September is Jerry Meredith Electric, Wendy Douglas Insurance, A&M Power Washing, Loan with Jen Wagner, and Brad Brussett Trucking. Those are our five local sponsors that
How much?
It's only $200 a month. If you're interested in sponsoring a month, give me a call. My number is 530-524-1460. 1369, or you can look us up on Facebook at Kindness Revolution Redding, California.
All right. Thank you, Lenny. Elle.
Yeah.
Where were we?
We were talking about infidelity in tonight's show, and that it is possible to heal a relationship after infidelity, but not without it taking very serious commitment on the parts of both people, making it the most important effort to prioritize the relationship as sacred, putting it first above all other actions. I got a text in. I haven't been able to read all the texts tonight. Not all of them are relevant to healing. So some of them I've just left because they talk more about how relationships broke apart as adult. And tonight we're just talking about relationships healing. But I want to read this one from Joni. So if you texted in and I didn't get to it, I apologize. But Joni, our good friend Joni from the East Coast.
Hi, Joni.
Says, loyal listener, that there is always that bad decision that is made by younger people with raging hormones. Just a bad decision. And she said she wouldn't throw away a marriage for a short-lived sex-based cheat. And I think you referenced that a little bit, Lenny. It's important to take all things into consideration. But she does say that people have to have a great capacity to forgive. And that's it. You do have to have the ability to forgive and the ability to build the trust that each other is going to put the relationship first. So that what that looks like is just immediately taking swift, unequivocal action in rebuilding the relationship so that there's just an unwavering, and I just want to emphasize, there's unwavering trustworthiness being built in the relationship. And that takes effort. That takes counsel. That
time.
Takes wisdom and understanding and not rushing the process.
Yes.
Yeah. So time. So, you know, you have to embrace honesty, be able to approach the healing process seriously and honestly, giving each other space to be honest about what happened. And so steps that can be taken for the unfaithful spouse is one, promise to halt. Promise to halt the affair immediately. So that looks like all contact with the person that you had the affair with ends. So ending all contact, fortressing yourself in as a couple away from the dangers and any influence of that person, that situation, creates a sense of safety for the betrayed partner. And that's what you want to do at all costs. Create a sense of safety for your partner. Step two, answering all questions honestly. So there's going to be lots of questions over and over and over again, and realizing that you have to be willing to answer those questions honestly and be transparent. And the reason is transparency and honesty looks like integrity, and integrity looks like safety, and that's going to really be fundamental in rebuilding. Displaying empathy towards your betrayed partner, acknowledging their pain, acknowledging the turmoil that they're experiencing as a result of the betrayal. Keeping the line, this is step four. Keeping the lines of communication open, listening patiently, recognizing that healing takes time. So keeping the lines of communication open, that the person that was unfaithful has to know that the person who wasn't unfaithful is going to be feeling anger, pain, hurt, rage, powerlessness around what happened, insecurity now because of what happened. I'm not good enough. Am I enough? And there, it may look like having to constantly reiterate that they are enough, that they are special, that you do choose that person. It may feel exhausting, but
I was just going to say you may feel like it's an exhaustive effort, but you know what? You need to do that. Because it destroys us absolutely, literally, completely, 100%. 100% body, mind, spirit explodes that person that has been cheated on.
Because for us as women, and that's a great point, Lenny. Thank you for making that point. For us as women, if we've been cheated on, we now feel like when the saber-toothed tiger runs through the center of the village, we are not going to be the one that you save. We are not the one that you are choosing to save. You have chosen somebody else. That may not be true. But to us, we want to know, we want to get back to that place where we know that we're the ones you're going to save. That mm-hmm. makes sense. I mean,
yeah.
That
you want to feel that safe.
Well, right. it takes everything away from you, who you are, what you are, how you think, what you look like, what you don't look like, what you do, how you say it, what you say, because we are so insecure that we are feeling like absolutely every part of our body, mind, and spirit, there's something wrong with us. We aren't enough.
Yeah. So that doesn't go away easily. It's like the foundation that you built in your relationship just got swallowed into a sinkhole. So the work that is going to be required rebuilding isn't just laying a new foundation. It's creating, resolving that sinkhole. How do you fill that back in? How do you make that ground solid? How do you make that ground buildable? Again, it's not for the weak. It can be done. And for it to happen, the person who cheated needs to take full responsibility for the affair, express sincere regret, and then again, pledge fidelity. Now, some people can't pledge fidelity, and we're talking about a whole nother ball game there.
Right.
So we're talking about something completely different. We're not talking about a breakdown in the basic needs that each person has. And you can grow to a place where you can begin to meet those needs in each other. Step six, and I want to quickly move on so we can get to for the person that was betrayed. Step six is understand that forgiveness won't come easily or quickly. It's going to take time. This is a long game. But if you want a relationship that makes it through, it's worth it. It's worth doing the work. If one person isn't willing to do this work, then it's a painful, brutal lesson. Move on.
Yep.
Run.
Run on.
Yeah, run on. So the next part is for if you're the one that was betrayed on. You didn't
experience
do the
betrayal.
Person, yeah, the other person cheated. Here's some steps that you can do, and that is ask questions, gather information, focus on the facts. Just gather information, focus on the facts, and then get the facts down, deal with the emotional part afterwards. Balance anger, step two, balance anger with the need for information. Open communication is vital. You're going to be angry, but what that looks like is I'm overwhelmed by the anger that I'm feeling right now. It's not you mother. I'm not going to cuss. You know what I'm going to say. I'm going to just say a bunch of words. You so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. You did this to me. That's not going to promote healing. But honestly communicating, I am overwhelmed by pain right now. I am overwhelmed by anger right now. I don't know how to do this. You know, I need to know what happened. And the reason why women need details is because we need to find in there somehow a way for us to sort out why it happened and how we're
exactly.
so special.
We have to understand it.
Yeah. And you can do this in the discussion. You can set dates for the discussion so that you can put a time limit on discussing the affair so that it's not dominating, so the discussing the affair isn't dominating your lives. The underlying current is going to be there, but if you set time limits on, then it's not this brutal assault of doubt and insecurity on the person that did the betraying nonstop. They can kind of predict when the conversation is going to happen. Okay, tonight we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about it. We got 30 minutes to talk about it. Prepare for the unexpected. Express how the affair has affected you, like I just said. Understand that forgiveness is a process, and it's going to happen as you're genuinely ready for it to happen. Seek support from trusted friends. Do not seek support from the people that are going to give you horrible advice and help and beat up your spouse and question what you were thinking by going back. Get support from trusted friends and family and support groups. Reconnect as a couple outside of the affair. Begin to date again. Find ways to reconnect. Find ways to rebuild your love again. Forgive
not date ready. Other people, but date each other there, by the way.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, and I think that's kind of drawing us to a conclusion for our show tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Are we really? We're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that time.
Take your time, guys. Don't worry about it.
If you're angry...